I drop my phone back into my purse hanging from the corner of the chair with the flair of a woman who's just taken ownership over her life. Okay. I'm doing this. I'm really doing this. I need another jolt of liquid courage before this guy shows up. I look up to order another drink, expecting to see the pretty blonde who's been serving me all night. But instead, my eyes meet a set of hazel eyes fringed with dark lashes. Those eyes are set in the face of a guy whose bone structure would make any model jealous. Further inspection tells me that his body is no less impressive. Muscles bulge beneath his taut t-shirt, the hard planes of his chest and abs clearly visible beneath. My gaze darts back up to his face to see a half-crooked smile and a gleam in his eyes that tells me he knows how hot he is. After some work to reconnect my brain synapses with my tongue, I'm finally able to speak. "Hey, you don't look like the last bartender," I say and push my empty glass towards him. "You're right. She's much cuter than I am." His grin widens and, oh, there's a dimple too. I've always been a sucker for a guy with a dimple. Then again, who isn't? I think of dimples as being the key to the chastity belt. "Ready for a refill?" He nods down to the empty glass. When I remember that a stranger is on his way to meet me so we can have sex together, panic flares inside me. I desperately need that drink. "Yes," I say with too much enthusiasm. He doesn't comment on my overexcited nature, thankfully. "What'll you have?" I ponder for a moment, thinking that I need something stronger than what I've been drinking. I'm going to need to be buzzed for this, but unsure what to order. "Something that will put hair on my chest," is my brilliant response to his question. His gaze darts down to my cleavage. "Now, why would you want to go and ruin a perfectly good chest like that?" He arches a brow, but instead of waiting for me to reply, he turns and begins to make my drink. My face heats, and a small portion of the confidence I've lacked lately returns. I smile to myself as he grabs a glass and adds ice to it, enjoying the way the muscles in his arms contract and relax as he sets about his work. I'm so lost in ogling his body that I barely notice when he sets the drink in front of me. "For the lady," he says in that deep, slightly raspy voice. "Thank you." I lean forward and draw the drink up the straw, not missing the way he's watching my lips with intense focus. The sweetness of the cola hits my tongue first, and then the taste of whiskey, followed by something else I can't place. "That's really good. What's it called?"
"A stiffy."
One corner of his lip tips up in a grin. "What's in it?" I ask as I lean in for another sip. I've never been a huge whiskey drinker, but this stuff goes down smooth.
"It's my own creation." He winks and leans over the bar so close to me that his lips are practically touching my ear.
"If I told you, there's no telling the things I'd have to do to you to keep you quiet." A shiver runs up my spine, and he must notice because he chuckles as he backs away, amusement lighting his eyes.
"What's your name?" he asks.
"Whitney Knight. Most of my good friends call me Whit, though." He places both palms on the bar top and lets his weight transfer to them, causing all the muscles to bunch up. Not that I notice, because that would be slutty since I have another guy on the way here to screw my brains out. The scent of his cologne wafts my way as he leans in just a little. "I hope I have the pleasure of being able to call you Whit someday, then." I swallow hard, my tongue feeling heavy in my mouth. "What's your name?" I ask in a breathy voice that probably gives away how turned on I am at the moment.
"Cole,"
he says simply.
"Cole."
Just one look at this guy and I know he's trouble. What I can't be sure of yet is whether he's more trouble than he's worth.